straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54.
You have no messages. That is not a valid command. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good day.
We visit a life we both left behind. We didn't know the heart. Move to the ever-moving. All blazing, we go over and over and over and over again.
If I wait too long, I'll lose you from my sight. Maybe tonight I could stop dreaming and stop believing it forever and ever and ever and ever again.
Reunion, reunion. Reunion, reunion. Never, not ever, never, not ever again.
Thank you. was a band called Groove Armada. If you've listened to Area 54, you've definitely heard it before from the UK. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. Dusk, You and Me is the name of the song. It's off the album Vertigo. Really interesting album. They really didn't come out with anything like Vertigo after that. You know, they went a bunch of different directions, but they never really reproduced that kind of feel that they had on this album Vertigo, for better or worse. You know, in some of the stuff they came out with, you know, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Vertigo was a pretty good album.
Mm-hmm.
They had some pretty mellow songs.
It's some kind of loungy, almost kind of a loungy sounding album.
Except for some of the, I think it had
except
more,
for some of their pop songs.
Some of the pop songs and some of the jazzier numbers too.
Yeah, they had like more hardcore R&B on this album than anything they've done yet, and it was like the only song on the album
they've done since.
Yeah, right. The XX before that did a song called Reunion. It's off the album Coexist. And Kaiser Velten did a song called Showdown. It's off of his album No Showdown. And Kaiser Velten isn't the name of a German war criminal. It's just two guys, actually. Thunderball before that from Washington, D.C. did a song called Late Night Trick. Great song to pull out of their older album on the D.C. record label, 18th Street Lounge. The album's called Ambassadors of Style.
You listen, go back to Ambassadors of Style, you realize how much of this changed your style.
Yeah, they're not the same band.
Yeah.
They are the same band, the same exact members, except they added a DJ, really, to... Actually, they've officially added a guitar player and a few people to the band Thunderball, but they've definitely changed up their style. All of them have really changed up their style. Definitely more club. You know, they play out a lot more in clubs, and you can tell that they have, instead of being in the studio. Dead Bots started off the whole set with Heartbreaker, so off the album Head Candy, Serve Chilled.
I think when these bands, like the guys from Thunderball, they're also in Fort Knox 5, and then they're playing out with Fort Knox 5, and they're much funkier, and they're probably playing with... You know, guys like All Good Funk Alliance, and when they're DJing, they're playing way funkier stuff. Now they're getting back to Thunderball. They don't go back to like the ambient kind of drum and bass sound that they had with Thunderball. Then all of a sudden, the Thunderball is kind of a hybrid.
Yeah,
which is too bad in a way.
Yeah,
I wish they were able to separate it more.
They used to probably. I'm sure that, you know, they get in the studio and it's just like they're ready to go back out and play again. It's nothing like playing in front of people and cheering audiences, and they love travel. You know?
Yeah.
These guys are all a bunch of, we know them, they're a bunch of extroverts, you know, good guys, but definitely I think their new sound is more them, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more them now.
Yeah, definitely more them.
All right, check us out online. It's area54.fm. You can join our Facebook page from there as well, and we, you know, we'll give away some tickets. We got some upcoming shows. We got at the Latin, we're going to give away some tickets too.
Oh yeah,
so it's worthwhile to join our Facebook page, and we'll see you guys later.
Good night, everybody.